Tafnun Aleph and Min Aleph, the Sugya is discussing Inyan Min Hagim. Starts off with the story in Tafnunim and Beis, B'nai Baishan. People in the city of Baishan, they had a minig not to go Mitzur L'tzidayin, not to take a ship from Tzur to Tzidayin, a small boat ride, B'malei Shabbatah, Nerev Shabbos. And the children said, our fathers are rich, they could afford to give up the business on Erev Shabbos, but we're poor, can't afford it. And Be'echen says, Shach Pakibla V'seichem Aleihem. They're waiting for Kabbal. Shanem Hashman B'nim Musa'i V'ichel Atitash Teres Simecha. And M'chuyiv to keep the Kabbalah that your father made. What's the Pshat? So, Pasha Pshat is, you find the Mashal, a person's M'chuyiv to keep a Kabbalah he himself made. That's like a Neder. Gemara Nedarim, Daft Hezvav, Amadeiz, Daft Hezvav, Menalaf, Daft Pe'alaf, Amadeiz, says actually the same words as the Gemara here, but a different meaning. Dvarim ha-matarim v'cherim nogim ben isit r'shoy lat b'fneim sh'nem alayachal dvarim. Something which is mutter, and people are noig, it's understanding that it's mutter doing a chumra, you can't be matter it. Layachal dvarim has a din of a neder. So a person makes a chumra, has a din of a neder. As I state, the Ran, Nia, and the Pe'alaf, and Mabez, and the Darim, and the Rosh, and Perek Vesim, and Dalad, Shulchan Aruch brings it down in Eshiya Dalad. If you know your chumra, you should make sure to say bli neder. I'm not being mekabel a neder. If you're not, it becomes a neder, and you're mechuyev to be noig that way. That's by a yachid. Now, what about a rabbin? So there's a Ramban that says a rabbin has a koyach to mekabel themselves and their children as well. You find by Kabbalah Satira such a thing. You find by Megillah, Kimu v'kibu aleim v'alzarim. And the Rivash brings it down in Siman Shin Tzadik Tes, and he says, even if they were in Mekabal, they were Neig the Chumrah, then Mela becomes a Kabbalah. And that's brought down, and this is the Din of B'nai Baishan. And Mela becomes a Kabbalah. And you have a lot of things, Menhagim, that Klal Yisrael have to do because they were Mekabal this minute. There's an interesting Chavetz Yor, Siman Kuf Chavav, he was asked by someone, he calls him a B'nai Teirei Reishamayim. His father did Chumras. He used to fast Mondays and Thursdays. He used to fast on Yud Adar because of an ace that happened and give him a lot of tzedakah. Does he have to also do it? Is there a din Shema'an B'nai Musa Avicha Titish Teres Simecha? Chavetz Yor said he can't say yet. Well, just let's say somebody decides he's going to get up every morning and go to the mikveh, Adam V'sikin, he's going to go to the mikveh every Erev Shabbos. We do all sorts of different things. So for him, it could be it's an eder, and a chanami. That means from now on, his children and his children's children at Seif Kol Darius have to do them, not mistab. What's the pshat? The pshat is it's a din in a rabbim that does it, the makam, a kehillah that does it. You see, it's chal on the makam. You see, a person that comes to the makam and he's ain't dait alive, so he also becomes part of the minig, even though his father never was makabal. Well, even if someone's father's makabal, he leaves the makam, he goes to a different makam, his ain date alarzim, he doesn't have the chumri makam. That's the sugya later. The chumri makam shahalach l'sham is only if you ain date alarzim, and the chumri makam shiyatsim l'sham is only when you date alarzim. It all depends where you're going to stay. So it doesn't matter what your parents did, it matters which place you're on. The meaning is chal on the place, on the kehillah. He brings a Ryan because he says Marukva said that I'm like a chol legabe chamra for my father. My father was much more machmir. I saw that the Shilas David of David Kalina, he holds that it is chal. Very interesting. He holds that it is chal, a father's minig of chal and the children. He says, what's the pshat? Depends. If a father goes and does a minig for himself, he's not planning on being meirishes minig to his children, about it's not chal on his children. But if the father wants it to be chal on his children, he wants it to be a family minig, he does have a kayach. But the maisa, the achreinim, the chavetz yor, and the prechadash, and others, all say not that way. It's only a din and a rabbin. Now there's a machlekes rishonim if a Torah works. Could you be matan edit? Chlam Sefer has a tshuva about kidneys. Machlekes rishonim. It's interesting. It's a machlekes rishonim here. The Ramban and Mulchamis and the Ravid say a Torah doesn't work. Anything that's a siyag and a gedder, a Torah doesn't work. And the Rosh says a Torah does work. And they're arguing about Pshat in the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says, Eimat Tirilai. The Rosh holds it means, Eimat Tirilai, meaning it's Asr until he's Matan Eder, until he does a Torah Siddhar. Right? The Yerushalmi then makes the chiluk like this. Tzaisus brings down this Yerushalmi. If someone makes a mistake, he thinks something is Asr, it's really Mutter. So the Yishalmi says matirim lay. But if somebody knows it's mutter and he does it anyway, he does a chumra, then ain matirim lay. So the Ramban learns ain matirim lay means you don't do a tar sedarim. The Rosh holds no. Doesn't mean you don't do a tar sedarim. If someone makes a mistake, you don't even need a tar sedarim. Matirim lay. Stop, it's mutter. If someone knows it's mutter and he wants to do a chumra, ain matirim lay, it's aser. But he could do a tar sedarim. So machlekes yishenim that he could do a tar sedarim. It's interesting, it's not clear how we paskin, because the Shulchan Aruch and Reish Yadalad paskins he could do a Taras Adarim, and in Reish Chav Ches he paskins he can't do a Taras Adarim. And the Chassam Sefer says that the Pshat is like this, it's karev to, it seems this way, that it really depends. The Rishayim's Lashon he can't do a Taras Adarim is because it's a Siyog and a Gedder. If the Pshat is, he needs this, because if he doesn't have this Siyog and Gedder, he might be Chas V'Shalom Leiver on an Isser, then he can't do a Taras Adarim. If it's just an extra chumri, he's fasting, he's going to the mikvah, whatever it is, but he's not going to be over in Isser, then you could do a taras adarim. Can say. But I want to realize that one more nekuda, the Marashdam says that this whole shmuz, if he could do a taras adarim or not, is dafka the people themselves that were knowing the Isser in the first place. But their children can't do a taras adarim. They never made the neder. They can't do a taras adarim. Only the fathers can do a taras adarim. So Sefer brings a riot to this, because Rashi and Makis that Chavbezim and Aleph is Mavur, is Halacha, a father can make his son into a Nazir. Father could say, my son should be a Nazir, and he'll be a Nazir. So, could you be Matir such a Neder? Rashi and Makis Chavbezim is Mavur, the father could be Matir the Neder, the son can't be Matir the Neder. And it makes sense. The father's the one that made the Neder. He can be Matir the Neder. The son never made the Neder. How can he be Matir the Neder? Even though the neder is chal on the son. But it's the father that can be matter the neder, right? So he says, it's a right to the marriage done. That the pshat is, that if the one who makes the iser, he's the one who can matter the neder. The children that never made the iser, how could they be matter the neder? But the Bichadish points out, the Rishayim and Mavur not the way. The Rosh is Mavur that the sons could be matter the neder, and the Shulchan Aruch passes that way in Siman Reish Yudalad. And the Rishayim that say no, they don't say because it's the son, they say because it's Siyog together. So what's the pshat? So I think you could say a partial pshat like this. By a Nazir, the pshat is, the father makes the neder to ask to the son. So it's the father that makes the chalais iser on the son. Only the father can make the neder. But here, like we're saying, a father can't make a neder to ask to his son. A rabbin can make a neder on the rabbin. The Kehillah, the Rabbim get the Neder, they get the Isser. Now, once they get the Isser, it's the same Rabbim, is considered the same entity when it goes to the next generation. It's not because they have a Kayach to ask to their sons, they have a Kayach to ask to themselves. Themselves mean this Kehillah. This Kehillah continues on to the next generation. But since it's this Kehillah that made the Neder, so this Kehillah can be mounted to the Neder. It's not that someone else made the Neder. We made the Neder, this Kehillah. This Kahal made the Neder. This Kahal could have made the Neder. That's how I learned the Pshat and the Rishayim.